T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Some parents will be in court today in Manhattan to argue that Mayor de Blasio needs to fully reopen New York City public schools in September. Glenn Schuck with a preview this morning.
This lawsuit was filed nearly 3 months ago, and now finally a judge will hold a hearing later on today. As parents signed on to this, demanding the right for public school kids to return to 5-day-a-week in-person learning with teachers in the classroom as school resumes in September. Now, these parents put this lawsuit together with donations from more than 300 people, coming together to file the suit claiming irreparable harm has been done to their kids emotionally, mentally, and academically. And while Mayor de Blasio in recent weeks has promised 5-day-a-week in-person learning will happen, the parents who signed on to this say there really still is no real plan to do that. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at State Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan.
Cops have arrested two of the three teenagers wanted for beating a man out walking his dog in Queens last week. One's 15, the other's 14. They're both charged with gang assault. There is video of the attack making the rounds online. This happened at 75th and Juniper Boulevard in Middle Village last Friday night. The man, reported to be an off-duty firefighter, came upon some kids setting off fireworks and yelling and screaming. He asked them to keep it down, and that's when they started kicking and punching him. He was able to get away with relatively minor injuries. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is wondering what all the federal money that goes to the MTA is actually being spent on.
What do they plan to do? Rip out every rail in the New York City subway and replace it with golden rails? Are they going to replace all their buses with buses made by Lamborghini?
He tweeted that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was asking for enough money to do all that in the infrastructure legislation pending in Congress. Ergo, he is considered a very likely no vote on that legislation. Mayor de Blasio met with the heads of 8 of the 11 business improvement districts in the Bronx yesterday. They asked him to do something about rising crime in their neighborhoods and the hundreds of illegal street vendors who've set up shop in the borough. Enforcement of the laws against illegal vending has been moved to a city department with no actual authority to do anything. The mayor explained that the response to illegal vending was not limited, but rather just beginning. The mayor also met with a dozen of the unlicensed vendors in question who asked him for a way to formalize their businesses. Also in attendance, a protester wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt who yelled at police and flipped over several tables before getting arrested. Signs of inflation are everywhere, although the $200 French fries at a restaurant on the east side may or may not be one of them. The restaurant, Serendipity, is already well known for being overpriced even by Manhattan standards, with a $295 burger and a $1,000 ice cream sundae. As Chef Joe Calderon explains it, Serendipity is really a happy place. People come here to celebrate, to escape the reality of life. And if you think there isn't a market for French fries at Weimar Republic prices, then you can get on the 8 to 10 week waiting list to order a plate of $200 French fries. Here's something you don't see every day, even in New York, midwives walking a picket line. But you can see it today in Queens, as Darius Radzius reports live from Elmhurst this morning. Darius?
Well, some healthcare workers here at Elmhurst Hospital are frustrated, and they're planning to rally outside the hospital here this morning to express their concerns. Midwives here said that they've been working for more than 2 years without a contract and without a raise for more than a decade. Workers here say that they've been forced to work overtime due to inadequate staffing. They say after working nonstop during the pandemic without hazard pay, they deserve a contract and raise. We have reached out to the New York City hospitals and health for their response. Again, midwives are expected to rally outside the hospital here to raise their concerns. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, live at Elmhurst Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.